Friday, May 2nd, Feast of St. Athanasius. The Epistle from the Second Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 through 14. Brethren, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ our Lord, and ourselves your servants through Jesus. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of the power of God, and not of us. In all things we suffer tribulation, but are not distressed. We are straitened, but are not destitute. We suffer persecution, but are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we perish not, always bearing about in our body the mortification of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our bodies. For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believed, for which cause I have spoken, we also believe, for which cause we speak also, knowing that he who raised up Jesus will raise up us also with Jesus and place us with you. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul alludes to what is related at the first creation, when God divided the light from the darkness, when he says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts. That the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our bodies, that is, when we suffer and undertake voluntary sufferings for his sake. Death worketh in us when we are under persecutions and dangers of death, and life in you who live in ease and plenty. The preaching of the gospel which we undertake in such a disinterested manner and which exposes us to so many dangers is the cause of death to us, but of life to you. It draws down upon us 1,000 dangers and disgraces, but procures you all kinds of advantages. You tranquilly enjoy the fruit of our labor, though we do not envy you this happiness, because we hope one day to enjoy the reward of our labors. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 10, verses 23 through 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, When they shall persecute you in this city, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you shall not finish all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man come. The disciple is not above the master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the good man of the house Beelzebub, how much more them of his household? Therefore fear them not, for nothing is covered that shall not be revealed, nor hid that shall not be known. That which I tell you in the dark, speak ye in the light, and that which you hear in the ear, preach ye upon the housetops. And fear ye not them that kill the body, and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can cast both soul and body into hell. Haydock Commentary. When our Lord says, You shall not finish all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man come, St. John Chrysostom thinks the sense of these words is, You shall not go through and have finished your preaching in all the cities of Israel till I, who follow you, shall come and join you again. Others expound it, Till the coming of me, your Messiah, shall be published and owned after my resurrection. The disciple is not above the master. If we therefore are disciples of Christ, we ought to embrace with joy opprobrious and evil language, willingly receive and bear with patience all those things which our noble Lord and Master underwent for us. But if we will not bear these things with patience, how shall we dare to call ourselves his followers, his disciples, his servants, his children, or his domestics? So says St. Augustine. Beelzebub was the name the Jews gave to the greatest of the devils, and also to the idol of Acheron. The word signifies the Lord of Flies, either because of the multitude of flies that were in the temple of that idol, or because the people used to sacrifice to this idol when they were molested with flies. Truth, however much oppressed, is yet accustomed at length to rise superior to oppression. What Christ therefore says is, Although the wicked persecute you, yet your virtue shall at length be known. Patience for a while, and soon your charity, which is now unknown, shall be renowned throughout the whole earth. You shall be blessed by all as the greatest benefactors and the cultivators of virtue, while the words of your adversaries shall be heard with the greatest contempt. So says St. John Chrysostom. We must not suppose that our Savior was accustomed to deliver his instructions to his apostles in the secret of the night, or teach them in private by whispers, but he uses a figure of speech to convey to the minds of his apostles the insignificancy of Judea where he was speaking in comparison of the whole world which they were to instruct, and the low whisper of his voice compared to the sound which they shall send forth to the ends of the earth. So says St. John Chrysostom. The tops of the houses in Palestine were flat, and the inhabitants were accustomed to assemble on them and discourse together in great numbers. To preach, therefore, on the top of a house is the same as to preach where there is a great concourse of people. Men are afraid of a prison, yet they are not afraid of hellfire. They fear temporal punishments, but dread not the torments of eternal fire, so says St. Augustine. St. John Chrysostom says, "He who continually fears hell will never fall into it, but he who is negligent will undoubtedly fall."